Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vordman, and welcome to your Tuesday edition of A Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. It's time for this week's second helping of questions, puzzles, and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and you know what's coming? To irritate you, yes. There are 10 tricky teasers every single day, Monday to Friday, for a possible total score of 50 out of 50 by the end of the week. So if you haven't heard yesterday's show yet, I highly recommend you go back and listen to earn yourself some extra points on that weekly scoreboard. Now, today is the 5th of March, and it was on this day in 1936 that the first Spitfire plane made its maiden flight, taking off at Eastleigh Aerodrome in Southampton. During the Second World War, of course, Spitfires became the main RAF fighter aircraft, and they remained with fighter squadrons until the early 1950s. Well, now it's time to find out if you are flying high this Tuesday. Don't groan. We do a pun. It's a special gift for you. You're allowed to groan, actually. Anyway, here come the questions for today's Perfect 10. Question one is your starter for a Perfect 10, and it's your first chance to bag a point. On a standard dartboard, from the perspective of the person throwing the dart, is the number 16 on the left-hand side of the board or on the right-hand side of the board? Okay, picture the dartboard. See if you can figure out which side you would see the number 16 on. Ears at the ready for question two, and it's time for our brand new round, which we call Clues in the News. You're about to hear a fictional news bulletin, which is actually a description of a famous 1998 movie. So the question is, can you work out which film this is describing?
A man has just discovered his whole life has been televised. All of his friends and family are actors, and his hometown is actually a giant film set. More on this story when we have it.
So, do you know that movie from Clues in the News? Answers, as always, after the final question. We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's a wordy one. Which word comes after mature, M-A-T-U-R-E, and before the word board, B-O-A-R-D, to make two new phrases? Think about those two words and see if you can come up with the answer. Remember, you can always pause. You can always give yourself a little bit of extra time. That's definitely not considered cheating here on Perfect 10, because I do give you the questions very quickly indeed. It's time for question four, and we're going to test your memory. Please listen to the clip. Keep as much information in your head as you can, and a question will follow. Today, we're going to find out a lot of information about a fictional tour.
We are very excited to announce the dates and locations of our upcoming UK tour. The tour begins in Glasgow on the 26th of April, and we will be performing there for 3 nights before moving on to Newcastle for 2 shows. On the 1st of May, we will be performing in the beautiful city of Sheffield. Then we will be in Manchester for 3 nights from the 2nd of May. After a short break, we are in Birmingham on the 10th, 11th and 12th of May. Then we are heading to Wales for 1 night in Swansea on May the 13th and 2 nights in Cardiff on the 14th and the 15th. We will be finishing the tour with 3 nights in London. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Well, hopefully you were paying attention. Here's a question. Which city are they performing in on the 1st of May? There are a number of cities mentioned in the clip, but can you remember which one they're visiting on the 1st of May? Well, we're almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards your first ever Perfect 10 score? If so, and even if not, keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs. Frivolous, familiar and fun. Here's question five. And it's time for a story. In a children's book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler, which character is described as having terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth in his terrible jaws. If you have young children, you might just have banked yourself a point. Here's question 6. A mojito cocktail typically contains which alcoholic spirit? Have you had a mojito? I bet you have, haven't you? Have you felt after a few? Are you a fan of the drink? Question 7, time for some music. You're the One That I Want was a 1978 UK number one single by Olivia Newton-John and which other actor? I think quite a lot of you will know the answer to that. All right, question 8, two in, two out, where you have to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word flatter, F-L-A-T-T-E-R, flatter, to make something that is really light? Have a think, two in, two out, see if you can figure that one out. We call question 9, I know this, and today it's Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? An ancient Roman city and the title of a 2013 UK top 10 single by the band Bastille. What do you think the answer could be? And here we are already at our final question, question 10, today's anagram. Which famous explorer is an anagram of A Cool Romp? A, the letter A, cool, C-O-O-L, romp, R-O-M-P, a famous explorer. Can you find that famous explorer in those letters? And that's today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, head on over to @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us over in the Perfect 10 family. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. Did you get a Perfect 10 score? Here's where you find out. Here come the answers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Question 1, we were at the Occhi. On a standard dartboard from the perspective of the person throwing the dart, is the number 16 on the left-hand side of the board or the right-hand side? And the answer is, it's on the left-hand side and it's stuck between the number 7 and the number 8. Question 2 was clues in the news and we were trying to find a famous film in our fictional news report. What was it?
A man has just discovered his whole life has been televised. All of his friends and family are actors, and his hometown is actually a giant film set. More on this story when we have it.
Well, the answer was The Truman Show, which of course starred Jim Carrey. Question 3 was a wordy Carol lateral thinking. Which word comes after the word mature and before the word bored to make two new phrases? The word I was looking for was cheese. Mature cheese and cheese board. Well done if you got it. As always, question 4 was our memory round and we were finding out about a fictional tour. I asked you which city are they performing in on the 1st of May? And the answer was on the 1st of May, they'll be performing in the wonderful city of Sheffield. We moved into the 3 Fs and question 5 was another F, F for fiction. In a children's book by Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler, which character is described as having terrible tusks and terrible claws and terrible teeth and his terrible jaws? The answer to that is The Gruffalo. And the book was followed by a sequel called The Gruffalo's Child. Question 6, it was time for a drink. A mojito cocktail typically contains which alcoholic spirit? The answer is white rum. And the other ingredients are fresh lime juice, mint sprigs, white cane sugar, and soda water. Question 7 was, You're the One That I Want was a 1978 UK number one single by Olivia Newton-John and which other actor? And the answer is, of course it was from Greece, her Greece co-star John Travolta. Question 8 was, of course, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word flatter to make something that is really light? Well, change the L to an E and the second T to an H to get a feather as light as a feather. F-E-A-T-H-E-R. Question 9 was my Two Clues Tuesday. I know this question. Which answer is linked by these two clues? An ancient Roman city and the title of a 2013 UK top 10 single by the band Bastille. And the answer I was looking for is Pompeii. And around noon on August the 24th, 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted and showered the city in volcanic debris. The British band Bastille were founded by singer-songwriter Dan Smith in 2010, and some of their other hits include Good Grief, that featured Craig David, and Happier, which was a collaboration with Marshmello. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which famous explorer is an anagram of A. Cool Romp? Well, he was staying in Italy for the answer, because the answer is Marco Polo. M-A-R-C-O, Marco Polo, P-O-L-O. Marco Polo was born in Venice in around 1254 and was famous, very famous, for travelling from Europe to Asia. And he covered over 15,000 miles over the course of 24 years. He died in 1324 in his birth city of Venezia, Venice. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? If not, don't worry, there's always another chance tomorrow. Every day spent with Perfect 10 is a day where you have given your mind a workout. So remember to follow or subscribe so you do not miss a single episode. We've also got lots of exclusive visual content on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. So come and join us in the Perfect 10 family over there. I'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate you. I'm Cara Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I really hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.